This may be sung with various nuances, bracket, slight variations in the melody, close bracket, for extra sweetness. Note the inverted comma, up, down, close inverted comma, pattern, stop. Some devotees sing the right tune in Mangalarti, but don't catch this up, down, pattern, stop. They simply sing every stanza up or down. Note from B.V. Swami, all these ups and downs can be closed in by inverted commas. Close note. Thus, much of the sweetness of the morning melody is lost. After the Gurvashtakam has been sung, the Mangalarti Kirtan continues with the same tune. Some devotees sing the Gurvashtakam with the correct tune, but then change to another tune after that. This is incorrect. For those who are unsure how to continue the kirtan in the correct tune, can simply remember the tune of the Gurvashtakam and begin singing the Srila Prabhupada Pranam mantra as follows.
Namaram Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale,
etc. The Panchatantra Mahamantra and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra are sung in the same tune, with the same up down melody. When chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to the morning melody, one mantra can be chanted with the melody going up and the next down, semicolon. Otherwise, two mantras at a time can be chanted up and the next two down. Since Srila Prabhupada taught this most simple form of the morning melody to be chanted in Mangalarti, variations on the morning melody have been introduced in our society. Some devotees opine that because they were not introduced by Srila Prabhupada, they should not be sung by ISKCON devotees.
Others think that because they are not digressions from the morning melody, but rather only elaborations of the morning melody, semicolon, because they are very sweet, and because they thus enhance the mood of devotion, and because they are part of our Gaudiya Vaishnava musical tradition, that they are acceptable. Personally, I concur with the second opinion, with the reservation that the tune Srila Prabhupada taught us, which is the basic morning melody, should be sung at least several times before these variations are sung. In other words, the simplest form of the morning melody, as taught to us by Srila Prabhupada, should form the greater part of our chanting of Hare Krishna in Mangalarti. Variations are as follows. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or with added musical ornamentation, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Another variation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The following can go back a bit, can be dubbed in a little further forward. Or back, whatever. A variation on the up-down theme is down-down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The up-down sequence of the morning melody is brought to a crescendo with the tune Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After singing this a few times, with or without the addition of Jai Srila Prabhupada, etc., the kirtan ends. A common mistake is for lead singers to go straight to this crescendo tune after the Gauravashtakam. This last mentioned tune is a raga that can be sung at any time of day and is generally used as a crescendo at the end
kirtans. Other variations on the morning melody are Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. However, proponents of the slow and sweet Mangalarti may not like this fast variation. On the whole, it's better if Mangalarti is kept simple and sweet. What follows is music two. What was dictated previously can be called music one, and what follows is music two. Samsara dava nalalita loka tranaya karanya ghana ghanatvam praptasya kalyana gunanavasya vande guru sri charanaravindam. Dictation